When you need a friend, here's what you say. Let's talk in English, 10 minutes every day. When you need a friend, here's what you say. Let's talk in English, 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
What are you looking at, Tina?
I'm looking at travel websites.
Are you planning a trip?
I'm thinking about it. Do you know much about Seattle?
Yes, I was there several years ago. It's a great city.
Maybe I can go there. I need a vacation.
Seattle is a fun place. I like the museums there.
Tell me about the Space Needle.
It's a very tall tower.
Can you go to the top?
Oh, yes. You can take an elevator to the top.
Is the view beautiful from there?
Yes. You can see all over the city. You can see mountains and Elliott Bay, too.
I have to go to Seattle.
Seattle, Washington is a beautiful city. Many people visit it every year. In Seattle, they can see the Space Needle. It is a very tall tower. People take an elevator to the top. From there, they can see all over the city. People can see mountains and Elliott Bay too. The view is beautiful. The Space Needle stands in Seattle Center. People can see other things there. They can enjoy some great museums. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and it's a wonderful day to go somewhere new.
It sure is. Friends, my name's Pauline, and we're so glad to get to learn with you today. Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is, Let's Travel to Seattle. Well, Pauline, what are we waiting for? Let's do it. Let's travel to Seattle.
Okay, let's go.
Whoa, wait. Not right this minute, Pauline.
Okay, yeah, I guess we should probably teach the show first.
Well, yeah, and we might have to ask for some time off from our job. Pay tickets, pack our bags. You know, planning a trip takes a lot of time.
Oh, I suppose you're right. Although, this lesson might help us plan a trip to Seattle. It's always good to know what you want to do and see on your trip.
That's right. And there is a lot to do and see in Seattle.
Oh, have you been there?
No, I haven't, but I heard it's a beautiful place. They have good coffee. What about you? Have you been there?
I have, but I would love to go back. I really love that part of the United States. And I think summer or early fall is the best time to go. So right now is a good time to start planning a trip.
Good point. Well, before we get talking too much about this, we better learn our keywords. Here's Christina for a little help.
Hello, 我们今天要聊的是西雅图这个美丽的城市。Seattle is a beautiful city. 名词 city 就是城市。西雅图的 Space Needle 很有名，它是一个高塔，塔顶有一个尖尖的像针一样的东西。It's a very tall tower. 名词 tower 就是塔，而且你搭电梯到塔的顶端去欣赏 Seattle 的全景。You can take an elevator there. 电梯就是 elevator. 名词顶端就是 top. People take an elevator to the top. Susie 说她喜欢西雅图的博物馆。She likes the museums there. 名词 museum 就是博物馆。
What are you looking at, Tina?
I'm looking at travel websites.
Are you planning a trip?
I'm thinking about it. Do you know much about Seattle?
Yes, I was there several years ago. It's a great city.
Maybe I can go there. I need a vacation.
Seattle is a fun place. I like the museums there.
Okay, so, hey, Pauline, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at how much plane tickets cost to Seattle.
Oh, wow. You don't waste very much time, do you? But, Pauline, we need to teach the lesson first.
We are teaching. I just help you ask the same question Susie asked Tina. What are you looking at?
Oh, right. Very good. But Tina wasn't looking at plane tickets. She was looking at travel websites.
That's right. Oh, and Christina is looking at that phrase right now. Let's go to her and find out more about it.
Tina 想要去旅游，所以在看旅游的网站。她说 ，I'm looking at travel websites. 请你看一下这个句子结尾的 travel websites。它是由两个名词组合而成的复合名词，所以 travel 旅游除了当动词之外，也可以当名词。我们来看看当名词的例句 ：He is a travel writer. 他是一名旅游作家。You need to get a travel book. 你需要一本旅游书。I do a lot of business travel. 我常常因公务出差。这些都是 travel 当名词的用法。
Thanks for looking at that with us, Christina. Now, why is Tina looking at travel websites, Pauline? Is she planning a trip?
She's thinking about it. Can you guess where she wants to go?
Let me guess. Seattle.
How do you know? That's right. Tina is thinking about going to Seattle.
Let's talk about this phrase, to think about doing something. Pauline, what's the difference between saying, I'm thinking about going to a concert tonight, and I am going to a concert tonight?
Oh, good question. If you say, I'm going to a concert tonight, then you're planning to go. You probably already bought the tickets.
Okay, but what about when I say I'm thinking about going to a concert tonight?
Well, that means you haven't decided yet. You might go, but you might not.
Very good. Okay, so Tina is thinking about going to Seattle, but she hasn't decided yet.
Well, maybe Susie can help her. Does Susie know much about Seattle?
Yes, she was there for several years ago, right?
Yes, did she like it?
Yes, she says it's a great city.
Oh, city is a key word today. Cities are larger than towns. Taipei is a city. Paris is a city. Shanghai is a city. What city are you from, Peter?
I'm from Denver, although I don't live there now.
Sure. Well, I do agree with Susie. Seattle is a fun place. It's a great city to visit.
Maybe I can go there. I need a vacation.
You need a vacation. I need a vacation.
We all need a vacation, especially because that's today's
calendar phrase.
I need a vacation.
I need a vacation. 我需要去休假。
Ms. Smith?Please write this report.
I need a vacation.
Ms. Smith, please answer these letters.
I need a vacation.
Ms. Smith, call these customers.
I need a vacation.
Ms. Smith,
why are you giving me all your work, Mr. Jones?
I need a vacation.
Huh? Oh.
I need a vacation.
I need a vacation. 我需要去休假。
We all need a vacation sometimes. And Seattle is a great place to go for a vacation. It's a fun city.
That's what Susie said, too. What makes it so fun?
Well, Susie says she really likes the museums there. Museum is another key word today.
There are many different types of museums. I enjoy going to art museums. What kind of museums do you like to go to?
Ooh, I like science museums. At science museums, you learn about different things in nature. Oh, and in Montana, there is a famous museum where you can see dinosaur bones. It's really cool.
That does sound cool. Well, we'll keep planning our trip during this short break. We'll see you right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we're thinking about going on vacation.
That's right. Well, at least Tina's thinking about going on vacation. She's interested in going to Seattle. That is a city in Washington State.
That's right. Susie's been there before, so Tina has lots of questions for her. They're talking right now, so let's go ahead and join them for Conversation B.
Tell me about the Space Needle.
It's a very tall tower.
Can you go to the top?
Oh, yes. You can take an elevator to the top.
Is the view beautiful from there?
Yes. You can see all over the city. You can see mountains and Elliott Bay, too.
I have to go to Seattle.
Before the break, Susie told Tina that Seattle has many museums.
Ooh, that does sound interesting. But Tina is more interested in something else. She wants to know about the Space Needle.
Oh, you've been to Seattle, Pauline. Tell me about the Space Needle.
Ooh, well, I'd love to, but Rebecca wants to tell us about our Use It right now. Rebecca?
Hello, friends. I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson. Use It time. Well, if you want someone to give you information about something, you can use today's Use It. For example, tell me about your family. Or you could say, tell me about the new restaurants. This is very useful to English students. So now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Okay, so now, Pauline, can you tell us more about the Space Needle?
Yes. Well, it's a famous building in Seattle. It's a tower. That means it's a narrow building that is very tall. Taipei 101 is a famous tower in Taiwan.
And of course, the Eiffel Tower in Paris is probably the most famous of towers.
That's right. The Space Needle in Seattle, though, has a very interesting shape. It looks like this. Anytime you see a picture of a city with this building in it, you know it's a picture of Seattle.
Tina knows about this famous tower, but she wants to know if you can go to the top. So can you?
Yes, you can. You have to pay, of course, but you can take an elevator to the top of the Space Needle. Christina, can you explain this to us a little more?
你可以搭电梯上到 Space Needle 的顶端。You can take an elevator to the top. 所以当你要描述搭某种交通工具去某个地方的话，就可以用句型 take to some place. 比如说你要搭飞机到纽约，就说 I will take a plane to New York. 如果是搭客运去台中，可以问 Are you taking a bus to 台中？我可以搭捷运到机场吗？Can I take the MRT to the airport? 所以搭交通工具去某个地方就可以用句型 take to some place.
So Pauline, when you went to Seattle, did you go to the top of the Space Needle?
No, I didn't. I did take an elevator up to the top of Taipei 101 when I was in Taiwan. That was fun because the elevator is really fast.
Well, was the view nice from the top?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how far you can see when you are up that high. Although the view is different than the Space Needle's view.
Okay, how so?
Well, from the top of Taipei 101, you can see the mountains and the city, but you can't see the ocean. At least, I didn't see it when I went.
Sure. Seattle is much closer to the ocean. Susie said you can see Elliott Bay from the Space Needle. That's an ocean bay. Seeing mountains, city, and the ocean all in one place? That's very special.
I have to go to the top of the Space Needle the next time I go to Seattle.
You should do it, but maybe not today, okay?
Okay. Don't worry. I will plan the trip and ask for time off. I won't just leave you to teach by yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, friends, I do hope you get to take a vacation this year, maybe even to Seattle. But even if you don't go there, it's always fun to learn about different places.
And hopefully we also learned some useful new words together, too.
Right. We learned about Seattle, and there's many different things that we learned in this place.
Right. And these are words you can use anywhere, not just in Seattle. Of course, there are many cities in the world, and many of those cities have towers. We all take elevators. All of these words are very useful wherever you are.
All right, well, let's review them together right now.
Here's your first keyword for today. City. City. 3 million people live in this city.
Tower. Tower. This is a very tall tower.
Elevator. Elevator. Take the elevator to the 10th floor.
Top. Top. This is the top of the mountain.
Museum. Museum. What can we see in this museum? Okay, friends, those are your keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time together.
What are you looking at, Tina?
I'm looking at travel websites.
Are you planning a trip?
I'm thinking about it. Do you know much about Seattle?
Yes, I was there several years ago. It's a great city.
Maybe I can go there. I need a vacation.
Seattle is a fun place. I like the museums there.
Tell me about the Space Needle.
It's a very tall tower.
Can you go to the top?
Oh, yes. You can take an elevator to the top.
Is the view beautiful from there?
Yes, you can see all over the city. You can see mountains and Elliott Bay, too.
I have to go to Seattle.
Ginger, I have an idea.
Really? What's your idea, James?
Let's go to Seattle.
Yay, Seattle!
It's a beautiful city in Washington State.
Is Seattle a popular place?
Yes. Many people visit Seattle every year.
So what can you do there?
You can see the Space Needle. It's a very tall tower.
Yay! I want to climb up on the top of the Space Needle.
No, people take the elevator to the top.
Can we see the city from the top?
Yes, you can see mountains and Elliott Bay.
Ooh, the view sounds beautiful. Let's go. I want to climb up on the Space Needle.
No, Ginger. No climbing on the Space Needle.
Okay, friends, it's Monday again, so you know what that means. It's time to answer some questions. Here's your first question. Does Susie know much about Seattle? Does Susie know much about Seattle?
The answer is in conversation A. Yes, she does. She was there several years ago. Okay, here's question number two. Do you travel a lot? Why or why not? Do you travel a lot? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I travel a lot? Well, not as much as I would like. Being a doctor keeps me very busy. There are many sick people, but traveling is very important. It helps me find peace and beauty in the world and keeps me energized so I can go back to work and help take care of other people. So I do travel, but not as much as I would really like.
Do I travel a lot? Yes, I travel a lot. Why? Because my home is in Taipei, and right now I'm working in the States. So every year I try to go back home maybe twice a year. Once during Chinese New Year, and once to visit my parents when it's their birthday. So yeah, I travel quite a lot.
Do I travel a lot? Well, I like to travel, and I would love to travel more, but I don't travel a lot. If I have time, I will travel somewhere close by. Then it only takes a short amount of time to see someplace new. If I have a long vacation, then I will travel somewhere far away. I love to explore new places.
Do I travel a lot? Well, I certainly enjoy traveling, but sometimes it's hard to get away and just go and travel. So I try and travel as many times as I can. I like to go to the beach. I like to go and visit other countries. I also like to go out into the mountains. Any opportunity that I can, I would love to take advantage and go and travel.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We're going to learn more about Seattle tomorrow, so we hope you'll join us right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.